We have a few hosts who are Kingdom Builders leaders. I'm Christine. Introduce yourself, everyone.
Hello, I'm Kim.
Hello, I'm Joshua.
Hi, I'm Michael.
I'm Lisa.
Okay, keep introducing, guys. We have Kingdom Builders on. We're introducing here.
I thought you wanted only the leaders.
Well, Michael's not a leader, but he's a leader in his own right, but he is not a leader of the Kingdom Builders. And so he introduced himself. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Dottie.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Amanda.
Hey, Amanda. Okay, well, we have two more on who have not introduced themselves yet. So I'm just going to introduce them myself. We also have Teresa and Darlene on with us. So if this is your first time listening to the Kingdom Builders podcast, we just want to welcome you. We love talking kingdom and really about bringing heaven to earth. And that's what we do. We try to partner with people all across the world to build the kingdom together, arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder. And some of them are with us today. So we're going to all have a great chat together. So if you're interested in any more about the Kingdom Builders, you can go to patreon.com/kingdombuilders and check it all out. So I'm excited, you guys. It has been a while since we've had some of you all on. Especially, I have to say, Lisa, it is nice to have you back. She's one of our leaders, but she has been away for a long time. So
I'm so happy to be here. So
good.
Exciting.
Good. Okay, well, today we're going to go over some more questions that people have sent in. And so if you have any questions, feel free to email if you'd like. What is the email address, you guys? Do you remember? Nobody remembers?
I have no idea what it is.
Okay. I'm going to find it real quick because I know. I say that. I guess I'm not. I was going to. Well, don't email us. I lied. No, really. If you want to, Kim's going to find it. I see her searching. But we'll send you the email address. If you are a patron already, of course, you can send a message to us anytime through Patreon, and we will answer any questions that you have. But we're going to start with a couple that have been sent in by one of our patrons or a couple of our patrons. Honestly, I didn't even write down who they were from, so I couldn't tell you. But here are the two questions we're going to start with. They relate to one another. So that's why we're going to talk about both of them at the same time. Okay. So the first one is, how do you know the difference between Jesus' voice and the Father's? And then the second one was, how do you distinguish between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the Spirit? Okay. Wait, Kim has the email address. Go ahead, Kim.
The email address to email any of your questions or comments, if you really want, is sourcekingdombuilders@gmail.com.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Cool. So let's tackle that question, shall we?
We repeat both of the questions again, since it kind of got interrupted by something else.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So the first question is, how do you know the difference between Jesus' voice and the Father's voice? And then the second is, how do you distinguish between the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in the Spirit? Okay.
I'll give a really simplistic answer.
Go ahead.
But this is just kind of the way you learn anybody's voice, is by talking with them, by building relationship with them. So the reason I know the difference between Christine and Kim and Lisa's voice is because we've spent time talking and building relationship. And so I noticed the difference in in their sounds, in their the way they talk, the way they communicate, their character. You learn that through relationship, and you learn that through conversation. And I think that that's just this, it's a very simple answer, but it's really just through relationship.
I think that that's good. I think it might feel a little different for every person, because like for me, I don't really hear in the spirit very much. Now, that does not mean I don't, that the Father or Yeshua or Holy Spirit or whatever, that nobody's talking to me or I'm not listening. I just listen with a different way. So for me, it's kind of a communication of the heart. And, but like Josh was saying, each one sounds and feels different. So just, it's the same way, like, you know, if I were blind and I was trying to distinguish who was there, each one, the face feels different on every person. And you start to get to know that, even though it might not be the typical way of seeing, you're still seeing them. And it's the same with hearing or anything like that, I believe. I had somebody ask me the other, not very long ago, about something that I heard from the Father who was speaking to me. And they said, well, how do you know that wasn't a demon? And I just said, I have relationship with the Father, so I know when I'm interacting with him. I mean, I don't know how to say that, but it's kind of like if I walked into the room and someone said, well, how do you know that's not Soren, my son? And I'd be like, look at me, you know, I'm different than that. Anyway, that's kind of how I see it. Now, I'm just going to put this out there because a lot of people who've come from the church age, I'm going to call it the church age, I hope you understand what I mean, come from typical church praying. It's just about kind of, you know, a lot of times when you're praying, it's almost like writing a letter. And you would say, Dear Father, or something like this. And then you would give your requests or whatever. And honestly, most people don't even know who they're talking to when they're praying. They just know it's God. That's what they say, right? I mean, this is my experience, is that I've seen a lot of people even interchange the name Father and Jesus and all of this when they're talking to one person, thinking they're talking to God. And unfortunately, it's a real problem where people don't actually know who they're interacting with. They don't know. And so what happens is it is easier in that way to get voices confused because you don't know who you're talking to. So then you don't know who's speaking to you. And that is difficult. It's a little different when you're engaging in heaven because you're actually interacting with a being. You're not just writing a letter to somebody and hoping that they receive it, right? So it's a bit different. You start to learn people and beings and all of that and know who you're talking to. It's a little easier, in my opinion, to understand that. What do you guys think? Silence. Come on.
There I just found that, you know, it's a lot of it is because we've learned to hear somebody's physical voice. And because we don't hear that physical voice, it's like, oh, okay, I'm not quite sure who I'm relating to here at the moment. But I think through journaling, I learned Yeshua's voice very, very clearly because I got to know him for who he is and also just his personality, the way that he deals with me, the things that he says. And then sometimes you go, you know that it's him, and it's not an audible voice. It's never an audible voice for me anyway. I've, you know, heard people say that they've had audible voices before. Myself, I've just had that knowing that this is Yeshua speaking right now. And so that's how I related to that. And there's also the best way I can explain it is my interactions are often kinesthetic. So it's more like that. It's a knowing. I just get a sense of what he's saying. It's not he's actually voicing a sentence to me or a paragraph or having dialogue. It's an imprint, and I just know what he's saying.
I think that's such an interesting way of looking at it and so valid. So I appreciate you sharing that. And I guess my two cents would be, I want to just kind of echo what everybody else has said. Like, there's this whole thing about knowing them that then allows you to distinguish between the two voices, and even distinguish between one of their voices and an outside voice. And I think we do focus so much, just like Michael was saying, so much on hearing this audible voice. Like, you're going to hear differences in their audible voice. And if that's how you hear him, awesome. I don't know that that is the most common way at all, because I also very rarely hear an audible voice. But there are differences in how they talk to me. I'll be honest, Jesus talks to me like he's a brother. Jesus talks to me like he's my husband. The Father talks to me like he is the Father. The Father talks to me like he is the Creator. The Father talks to me like he is above me. You know what I mean? Like, there are things like that. There are also ways in which they talk to you or will communicate. If I say talk, it will probably make you think, again, you're going back to this audible thing. But if it's a communication, there's some way that they're communicating with you, that if you spend time with them, if you grow an intimacy with them, then you'll be able to learn the differences in how they interact with you, how they communicate, how it even like feels in your heart when you communicate with them. There's a way of communication that happens even in the natural. This happens very often with Christine and me, and it's just because we've known each other our whole lives. We grew up similarly, and we kind of have learned to communicate without talking, right? Some would call it like cardiognosis, that like the knowing of the heart. But legitimately, she and I can be sitting in a room, just catch one another's attention, and I will know what she's saying to me, and she will know what I'm saying to her. And then later we'll go and we'll talk verbally about things. But I say this to say that there is the same kind of thing that happens in communication with the Lord. And don't discount it, because I think people think they have to hear, they have to have specific words, but there's also a knowing that you don't want to discount, because he communicates in so many different ways. It may be in the rustling of the leaves on the trees. It may be in a knowing in your heart. It may be in an audible voice. It may be with always showing up at 11:11. I don't know. So I guess those are my two cents.
I'd also add to that, that a lot of times Holy Spirit speaks to me with an actual feeling in my body, like a different frequency. And I didn't used to know that was the Holy Spirit. I thought it was just my nerves or me, my insecurities. And actually that change in frequency lets me know that, yes, I need to act on what I'm hearing from the Father or from Yeshua, and it urges me on. And so that's another type of communication. And some people mistake it for butterflies, or maybe it feels like a warmth in your body. But I definitely know when the Holy Spirit is really, you know, pulling me towards something or away from something when I feel that. And when I communicate with Yeshua, I'm in him. And so I feel him in a different way. Kind of what Kim was saying about, it's like a brother. It's more like we are not colleagues, but we're always doing things together. And I'm always trying to be in him. So I have a totally different feeling when I know when I'm speaking with Yeshua. And with the Father, it is more like Kim said, he's above me. I'm definitely, it's a lot of times more very, for me, direct, like, no, yes, you need to do this now. You know, sometimes it's very to the point, and it's not, I don't, it's like not a voice I want to argue with. Not that I argue with the other voices, but it's just more authoritative. I don't know how to explain that. That's not the best word, but anyway.
I get that. And, you know, I I wanted to say something about this, because we've been taught by the church for a long time. When I say we, I'm assuming, because most people I know have been taught this way. Okay. So not everyone comes from the same background. So obviously it's not all inclusive, but most of us have been taught this Trinitarian way of looking at God. And so we think Yahweh is the same as Jesus and Holy Spirit. That's what we've been taught, kind of, okay? Not that they're exactly the same, but they are all one being, and we would include them in God, right? That is not my understanding now that I engage in heaven. It has been pretty clearly pointed out to me, in fact, by Yeshua, that that's not the case. He's made it clear, I am God's son, not God. And so I think that it's interesting. He's also made it pretty clear that Holy Spirit is his spirit in the earth sent to us. So when we are communicating, like Lisa was saying about Holy Spirit communicates with her in her body, it's because it's on the earth. And so the Holy Spirit is coming to communicate with us and give us these, still might give us a word, might, you know, all of this, but it's a different way. We're receiving it with our body and our soul a lot more than with our spirit. So our spirit man is in the heavenly realms, and our soul kind of goes in between, if we want to focus there, I should say. And so our spirit man is up always engaging with Yeshua or with Yahweh, right? And so our man here, our soul being here, and our body is always engaging with Holy Spirit. And so, yes, we can go back and forth in the different ways and parts of who we are, but it's important that we don't really get it mixed up. I think that the reason this question was so important was because we don't want to worship Yeshua when we're supposed to be worshiping Yahweh. And we don't want to take what Yeshua did and make an idol out of him. He made the way for us to go to the Father straight away. That was the whole point. The entire point was so we could go to the Father. So if we just interact with Yeshua, then we're missing it. And so that's something I really didn't even understand for a really long time. I was worshiping Yeshua. I was doing it. That was like, I just thought, oh, same as worshiping Yahweh. I don't know what I was thinking, but it's just kind of what has always been. And when I say that, it doesn't mean you can't sing a song to Yeshua because you love him. I could sing a song to my lover on the earth because I love them and it's not worshiping them. It's just showing love. So you can still do that as long as you're not worshiping them. You know what I mean? And so that's just my two cents I wanted to throw out there. It's kind of a very, I would say, an unpopular opinion, but this is something that Yeshua especially has made really clear to me and made it kind of a really important thing in my, I would say, new theology. The Lord is always giving me new theology about every day. So yeah, changing all the time.
Hey, Christine, I just want to clarify. When you said Jesus is not God, you did not mean he's not divine. Is that correct?
Well, what do you consider divine? That would be a good question.
From heaven.
Oh, for sure he's from heaven.
Yeah.
But so are we. So that's kind of
true. So what would you, you know, he's from God. Is that what you're saying? He's the Son. So he's from God. So he's still divine in that respect is what I'm saying, I guess.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I would say, you know, he's the firstborn of many is what the scriptures say. He is, I think that if you know anything about, and I know you do, I'm really saying this to everyone, but if you know anything about how God blesses, he always was blessing the firstborn, right? They had a special blessing. Doesn't mean that the others weren't blessed as well, but they had a special blessing. And he has a special blessing. He is the King of Kings. You know, we are kings. We are kings, priests, all of that. He's the King of Kings. He's the priest of priests. He's the Lord of Lords. We know that, right? And so that doesn't mean that he is, that we are greater than him in any way. But it also doesn't mean that he is Yahweh. He is from Yahweh, as are we. He is the Messiah, which means the one to come and save, right? And so we have to know that he was sent as the Son of God to bring everybody into relationship with God. That was the whole point. Anyone who saw him could see the Father in him. And I hope that it's that way with us, that anyone who sees us can see the Father in us. Yeah. So I don't know if that makes sense. I know I am saying he's not God. That is what I'm saying.
That was a good explanation. Thanks.
Yeah. Two cents, guys. What do you think about it? Oh, here are some. Look. Dottie said, Yeshua is the word. Though who is part of the let us make man in our image. Okay, well, I have different opinions about that than everyone else. I'll just say that. And I'll tell you why, at least the second part, when it said that let us make man in our image. I studied Hebrew, and when it talked about, when it was said like that, it wasn't because it was talking plural. It was talking about the majestic plural. So I know you know French, I remember, Dottie. And so you know about some of this. We don't have that in the English language, really. Although sometimes kings or queens will say our, we, when they're talking about themselves. But we don't see many kings and queens in the world. So, you know, it may not be our culture. But that is how it was written, was with the majestic plural instead of the actual more than one. So that part, that second part that you read. Anyway, I'm not talking about the word part. I do believe that he is the word. And it's basically he was spoken into existence. Absolutely. That is, I believe Yeshua was spoken into existence. But you can disagree with me.
And then does that differentiate? No, this is all new stuff. So everything that you get new, your brain always has to, you know, take it a couple of times and see and then chew it up. And, you know, anything new, praying in tongues. Oh, I don't know about that. Everything's new. You have to hear it a couple of times and go to the Father. And so do you say that Yeshua was part of the, I guess there's no saying triune God, that it was in the Bible that doesn't say triune God? So was it a Holy Spirit is part of the Father, but the Word was God and the Word was with God, so he was already created? Are you saying that the Word was created, or Yeshua was created, obviously, down on earth? Okay. Just so I can ruminate later on.
I'm hoping I understand the questions. I feel like there were a lot in one, but
yes, it is. There is.
Okay. So my understanding, by the way, and everyone go to the Father and ask the Father for any clarification on what the truth is. Okay. Don't believe me as a man, go to somebody else. Anyway. But my understanding is that Yeshua and Father did create this creation together before the foundations of the earth. Okay. So together they did, but they're still not one. Yeshua was, came about from Father, was created from Father, just like Soren, my son, could not be here. He didn't come at the same time as me. He was created from me. He's part of me, right? And so that's how I believe Yeshua was as well, is, I can't say was, is the same as that. When they created together, and this is all out of Revelation, by the way, like not Revelation, the book. I'm talking about revelation from the Father. He's shown me a lot about what's happened with creation. And so I've had a lot of learning and unlearning of things that happened with creation, just because I didn't even know I had all this weird theology that came from the church. I just, we don't notice what comes from the Father through Scripture or just the church interpreting things and making things up. And when I say the church, I don't think anyone's intentionally doing that. It's just something we've all kind of caught on to. And so I don't believe that Yeshua is the same as the Father. Holy Spirit, from everything that I understand, Holy Spirit has always been with the Father too, except for, is Yeshua's spirit sent to the earth for us? And so my spirit came before I appeared on the earth. I was already created in the heavens before I was created on earth, just like Yeshua. And so I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's kind of where I'm at with that. Anybody else with that?
Christine, I like what you said about how a lot of it comes from Revelation. Mm-hmm. I like that because, you know, listening to you throughout the years, you know, I would take it to the Father. And then for me, it's been Revelation too. And I understand it the way that you're speaking about how Yeshua was created and how he was with the Father. And then he came to earth. And also with the Holy Spirit. And that's from Revelation and from engaging with Yeshua and the Father in the heavens.
Yeah, I think that that is the most important thing, that everything we get comes from the Father himself. Okay, because the problem is, in my opinion, I think we have for a long time idolized doctrines of the church as well as Scripture. And when I say Scripture, I mean whoever I'm talking to right now, the English understanding of the Scripture that was put together by this group of people that we don't know. And, you know, I mean, there's a whole lot about Scripture that I adore, because Scripture is what brought me into relationship with the Father. I mean, and Yeshua both. It was foundational for me. I still every day will quote scriptures, and it has to do with how the Father speaks to me. And so that is so important to me. But we can't just form a God around ideas that we have. We have to let him show us who he really is. It's just like, I can't read about Kim and decide I know her. It doesn't work like that. And decide, well, but Kim wouldn't say that because here's what was written about her. I can't say those sort of things. That would be silly if I did that. I would have to say, well, Kim, what do you actually think? And she would say, well, actually, in this situation, this is what I think. Right? It would be different.
I think this is very good. And I think maybe we should end with this thought. And it has to do with idolatry. So any kind of doctrine that stops at a man is going to wind up being idolatry. So if there's any doctrine that you hear, you need to always take it back to the Father. And what you receive is okay to share with other people, but they need to also then go take it back to the Father. Exactly. And so if it ends at a man or a person, so like if you go to church and you hear it from the pastor and you take it as the gospel, then you are essentially making an idol out of that person and what they have to say, because you're saying, well, I don't even need to take it back to the Lord. You know what I mean? And this is the same with Yeshua. And we talk about not making him an idol. It's because his whole purpose of coming was to get us to the Father. And so if we just stop at him, we've missed it. You know what I mean? And so this is the risk of idolatry, but it's very easy to not go there. You know what I mean? You just take everything back to the Father. You wouldn't believe how many conversations we have personally where we wrestle through some really wacky doctrinal kind of stuff, and it gets weird, but always we then go separately and take it back to the Father and mull it over with him, and he will confirm or deny or say not now, which also happens, right?
Yes.
But that's the important piece of all of this. So with any testimony that's given of people in the past or people who are living now, anything that is taught, like if it stirs within you, if it's something that you catch, always go back to the Father with it, because there's something that he wants to do. He might say, no, this is not right. This is not for you. He might say, this is completely off. He might say, yes, remember this part? This was for you. You need to remember this. I have this for you. That kind of stuff.
I think that's great. And, you know, I want to tell you the most important thing that I want to leave everyone with is, even if we disagree about these things, it doesn't mean we have to divide. It's really important that we honor each other's relationships, even when we disagree. And we take it all back to the Lord and say, confirm this in me or deny it. And it could even be that the Lord says, actually, you need to talk to Christine because she's off in this certain way. And it's okay if someone gets that and does that in love. It is not okay to go, oh my goodness, that's doctrines of demons. Peace out. Mm-hmm. Okay. That is never how we should act in the body. I mean, we can't do that. That's what has caused so much division in all of Christendom, is because we just divide on everything.
This is right? True. And I think also, you also have to keep in mind that what the Father has for you may not be the same as what he has for someone else, for me. And so there are certain pieces of, I don't know, doctrine or belief systems, whatever, even just within the mystical stream. So for instance, it is the redemption of all things, or the not redemption of all things. And honestly, the way that I've come to understand it is that he has called some of us for that purpose. And so he has lit that spark and has said, yes, redemption for all things. For others, that's not part of their mandate. And so he hasn't told them and confirmed that for them, but it's okay, because we're all operating within our own mandates. Right? And we don't have to say, well, you're wrong. Obviously, you're wrong. If you're wrong on this, you're wrong on everything. not going to have anything to do with you. You don't have to do that. You can trust in the Lord and that they have relationship and he'll correct if needed.
Good. Cool.
Can I ask, when you say trust in the Lord, are you saying the capital L little O-R-D, which would be Yeshua, or capital L, capital O, capital
trust,
O-R-D?
Trust that the Father in his relationship with people and the revelation that he gives will trickle down in whatever way it needs to be able to correct. It may come through Yeshua. It may come through Holy Spirit. It may come through stepping in a pothole. I don't know.
That's good. Okay. Well, we did say half an hour, y'all. So thank you for joining us on this Kingdom Builders podcast. What we're going to do is continue the discussion for only our patrons. So if you want to become a patron, of course, I said this before, patreon.com/kingdombuilders. And then you can listen to all the going deeper stuff, which I think will probably start with Darlene's question, which she said, do you think Zeus and all those Greek gods were fallen angels? I wonder if these really weren't myths. And so maybe we'll tackle that at the beginning and see where it leads. But anyway, love you all. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Bye. Love you too. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.